very disappointing. We didn't give ourselves a chance. I think the game, the first game that we lost against Ireland, was a crucial match. That's where we should have grabbed our chance and won it.
Can you say that is where you lost it?
That's exactly where we lost it. Without giving excuses, we're a full number. We're expected to win. The guys expected to win. They should have won against Ireland.
And then in future, what are we going to do? Because this was one of those predicted outcomes, and we denied it for a long time, but it eventually happened.
Look, we didn't play the greatest of cricket. We didn't play well at all. We performed below par, and obviously there are various factors that contribute to that. We didn't have the greatest of preparations, and by that, that's what happens if you don't prepare properly. I mean, 2 days before we left for the tournament, we're not sure whether we're going to participate or not. And those are some of the things that contribute. But having said that, the guys should have performed better. As far as I'm concerned, they should have performed better. They should have beaten Ireland. Those are focus members. But then we failed to do that. So we have to really go back to the drawing board and see where we went wrong. Obviously, there are certain issues that need to be addressed. And once they're addressed, then we can really come up with a way forward.
Since 2007, we had a T20 World tournament. What has been the major problem?
You see, we have not really played well apart from the 2007. We've not really played well apart from the inaugural tournament where we beat Australia. 2020 is any team can win it as long as they do their homework and as long as they take care of the basics. If you look in all matches, the first 6 overs were crucial. In the match that we lost against Ireland. We did not take out of that pitch, and our fielding wasn't the greatest. And those are the things that make you lose the tournament. We did not have momentum in this tournament because we are coming from an industrial action into a World Cup tournament. It doesn't work like that. Right? Whereas all these other teams had momentum. Ireland was coming from West Indies. Right? Coming from West Indies, they came in, they were playing games. They really prepared. They were a much better prepared team. Right? All those associate nations were a much better prepared team. That's why they won. We did not prepare as much, and we never had the momentum in the tournament. The minute we started to show glimpses of touch as a test-playing nation, that's when we were going out. That's when we were on our way out. And in the end, it was out of our hands. We had to wait for the outcome between Ireland and Netherlands.
And then
we all know what happened.
And then politically...
Yeah, the guys obviously they've come around. They everybody has to play for their franchise. Everyone who has been to the World Cup has been given directive to go and play for their franchise. People have to play cricket. So every single member who's been on this tour must play for the franchise. That is what I've said to all the players. And obviously, it's very disappointing. Like I've always said, there is nobody who's guaranteed of a place in Zimbabwe. I think we never really had the platform to select the guys in terms of who was best prepared or who was, in terms of form, who was really ready to go to this tournament. So it's business as usual. The guys will have to go back and play in their franchises. Well, we see what happens.